You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another week, another Superhuman Week we have ahead of us here. And originally, I had a first-hour guest planned from the UK, Dr. Emma Wilmot, who was going to talk to us about the importance of staying up and active throughout the day. There's, you know, emerging research on the fact that those of us who sit, as I am right now, for long periods of time, there are actually genetic changes that occur in the body that predispose it to disease and also impair energy utilization. And so she was going to come and talk about that in depth. Unfortunately, she has a fever and a sore throat, and cannot make it on the show today. But we are rescheduling her for next week, I promise. It's an important discussion to have. So she will be on next week. During the first hour, you will have to listen to me drone on about a couple important studies that I want to talk about, especially for parents out there. This is an important one. And during the second hour, we'll have David Aiello on to talk about painful prostatitis, what it is, how to identify it, what you can do about it. And then the second half of the second hour, we're going to have Sean Knernshield on. I know Sean from the time I started doing the show. I met Sean by doing the show. And Sean is absolutely what I would consider a super fan. So we're going to acknowledge his contributions to this show over the years and the fact that he has ears of steel because he can listen to my voice drone on and on. So we'll talk to Sean later in the show. One reminder, we now have a newsletter worthy of your perusal. Stephen Lay, who has come aboard to help the Superhuman Radio Show prosper and grow, has designed a newsletter that has lots of great information in it. It's a one place to go for all of the coupon codes, first of all. It tells you what shows are coming up in the upcoming days and weeks. It gives you direct links to shows you may have missed. Some of them in our archive that are, you know, a year old or so. Some even older, that you can listen to on demand, as well as, articles that we are publishing now on superhumanradio.com that few people even know exist. That is to, the efforts of Ginny Robards, who is, creating greater degree of content for us on the website. All of that stuff can be had in the newsletter, and there's also a section where I will be answering questions. If you have questions that you want answered, I'll answer them on the air, but I'll answer them in the newsletter as well. You can send a question to appear in the newsletter to onair@superhumanradio.com. To get the newsletter, our newsletter has been buried. Nobody even knows it existed because we really didn't produce a newsletter for such a long time until Stephen came along. And so... And for those of you who have been around with the show since, say, 2005, 2006, no, I did do a newsletter back then that just highlighted research. But back then, I started out doing the show once a week. I had a lot more time to do things. And quite frankly, the newsletter took a back seat. And so did the development of the mail list. But now, if you go to superhumanradio.com, at the very, very top of the page, you will see a link that says newsletter. And if you click that, you can enter your email address and information and begin getting the newsletter, which will have lots of deals in it. It's going to be fun. There's going to be some great things. It's not only going to be educational and informative, but we will also offer people things that they can't get, not even listening to the show. They'll be able to get them through the newsletter. We're going to take sort of a Groupon approach to some of our sponsors and give offers that really are unparalleled for a short period of time. Act on it or don't. So go to the newsletter link at the top of the page and enter your email address. We will never spam you. We will never waste your time. And obviously, if you don't like us, you can always unsubscribe. Very simple. Okay. Couple things I want to talk about during today's first hour. I have been talking about sleep ad infinitum on this show for years. Every time I have an opportunity to do a show about sleep, the effects of sleep, I do it. And a lot of people probably go, look, Carl, I get it. But a lot of people don't get it. And it's important to bang this drum over and over again because a lot of people don't get it. There's a lot of people out there who think they sleep well. Deep down inside, they know they're not sleeping well. In their minds, they think, well, I'm going to get it together sometime. I just can't do it right now between work. I got a baby on the way, you know, whatever. Life gets in the way. And so you push it off and push it off and push it off. And I can tell you that the one thing that you can do that will have the most profound effect on your health, the most profound effect on your performance, the most profound effect on your strength, the most profound effect on all of your relationships, the most profound effect on your outlook about life, and doesn't really cost anything to work on in most cases. Sometimes it does, but generally very small amounts, is your sleep. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on, yet we tend to ignore the importance of sleep because we have to quite often. Sometimes it's like, look, I have to work late tonight. I have to do this. I have to do that. I can't get frustrated about it. I can't worry about it. And so we just kind of tune it out. This couple topics I want to talk about today has more to do with your children and sleep. And the first discussion I want to have was published in the American Academy of Pediatrics. Lack of sleep tied to teen sports injuries. Those of you who have older children, middle school and above, and into high school, you know that your children quite often play sports. And as a parent, one of the roles of stewardship of your children is making sure that they don't put themselves in harm's way unnecessarily. Obviously, we do as much as we can as parents, but then there are things that we have to turn our back and kind of look, hope for the best. If your child plays ice hockey, I remember when my son Chase was very young and he played ice hockey, it's a rough sport. You don't want to see your kid get banged around, but it's part of the game and it builds strong players. And so that was it. So we try as parents to mitigate some of the risk in our children's lives, but it's not always practical. Well, there is something you can do that is very practical, very easy. Well, I shouldn't say very easy. It's not very easy, and we're going to discuss that, but very important. The one thing that you can do to help your child avoid injuries in their chosen sport is make sure that they get 8 hours minimum or more of sleep. Now, we know that young growing bodies actually need more sleep. 9 hours and even 10 hours in a young child is really a good thing because the body has lots of time to repair and grow. Most children today in the middle school to high school category are not getting even 8 hours of sleep. Quite often, and this has been documented, we've done a show on this, children stay up later to study. They have a lot of extracurricular activities after school. They have a lot of homework after the extracurricular activities. They also want some form of a social life. And quite often, sleep becomes the thing that is pushed into the background. You know, kids will stay up late to do their homework, and their parents will say, well, you have to stay up late. You got to get your report done. You got to get this done. You got to get that done. And parents want to be supportive, especially as it relates to, you know, school sports. And so they let their kids get to sleep later and later. Well, recent research published in the American Academy of Pediatrics National Conference in New Orleans said lack of sleep is associated with increased risk of injury in adolescent athletes. The researchers asked middle and high school athletes, grade 7 to 12, enrolled at the Harvard Westlake School in Studio City, California, to answer questions about the number of sports they played and the time they committed to each sport as athletes at school and through other programs. whether they used a private coach, whether they participated in strength training, how much sleep they got on average every night, and how much they subjectively enjoyed their athletic participation. 70% of the student athletes, 112 out of 160 students, 54 males and 58 females, mean age 15 years old, completed the survey conducted in conjunction with Children's Hospital, Los Angeles. The researchers then reviewed those students' school records pertaining to reported athletic injuries. Now, here's the thing that's not a big shock. Hours of sleep per night was significantly associated with decreased likelihood of injury, according to the study results. In addition, the higher the grade level of the athlete, the greater the likelihood of injury, 2.3 times greater for each additional grade in school. Now, this begs a question. This could just be part of epidemiology's mathematical equation, but this begs a question, because what do the higher grades have to do? I mean, I can see what sleep has to do with the potential for injury, and we're going to discuss that a little bit deeper here in a moment. But what do the fact that we have higher grades, what else could be playing a role here? Could things like puberty be playing a role? I want to talk about that as well. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up talking about lack of sleep tied to teen sports injuries. Later in the show, David Aiello will be talking about prostatitis. How do you know if you have it? People have it and don't realize that that's where the pain is coming from. And then later in the show, Sean Kernshield, super fan. He's been around as long as I have, and we're going to prove it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Out-muscle and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars. You want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous. And this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Before we get back into this discussion of the effects of lack of sleep and sports injuries, I want to remind everybody, I want to ask everyone to do something. I'm going to put a new poll up on the Superhuman Radio website later today. I need to find out if anyone's having problems downloading episodes. Like, in other words, do you start downloading the episode and all of a sudden it just stalls and stops? Or do you attempt to download an episode it never comes down to you? Or the episode that you've downloaded is only half of a file? I'm just trying to determine if we're having some problems with... I know the streaming is working fine. I know that people who stream the show, podcast, using iTunes and Instacast and apps like that are not having a problem. I'm talking about people who right-click on and do a save as. You know, I want to save this onto my computer. I want to save this to into an MP3 folder that I can then load onto my MP3 later. If you're right-clicking and hitting save as on an IBM compatible, a PC compatible, are you having trouble getting the entire file? So please watch for that poll, because we're trying to do some research on the server. Okay. So the older grades have a higher likelihood of injury, independent of sleep. Well, what's going on there? Could it be puberty? And this is what I suspect personally. I'll tell you why. Right now, the weather is getting cold and squirrels are just going crazy trying to get as many nuts and things that they can hold up for the ensuing winter. So you see them running back and forth in the streets, and some of them are getting hit by cars. You're going, Carl, what does this have to do with with this whole discussion? Well, I'm going to tell you. There's another time of the year that you see squirrels running back and forth haphazardly, not paying attention to the oncoming cars. And it's in spring, when the rut season, the mating season for squirrels is high. When the mating season is high, male squirrels especially, are so overtaken by being amorous that they don't pay attention where they're going. They'll run across the street because there's a female squirrel in a tree and get squashed by a car without thinking about it. And so when you think about that for a second, you think about the drive for reproduction, which is inherent in us as an animal, as an organism. It's the one thing that really does drive us, reproduction. And you think about young boys and maybe even young girls, and they're going through puberty, and they're having these feelings, and they're not paying attention to what they're doing, or they're showing off because they feel like they need to prove themselves, they increase the potential risk of injuring themselves. Could this be playing a role? I'm really posing the question more than anything else to think about. The other thing it could be is the higher grades have higher responsibilities in school, and they just don't have their mind on things. Gender, weeks of participating in sports per year, hours of participating per year, I'm sorry, per week, number of sports, strength training, private coaching, and subjective assessment of having fun in sports were not significantly associated with injury. While other studies have shown that lack of sleep can affect cognitive skills and fine motor skills, nobody has really looked at this subject in terms of the adolescent athletic population, said study author Dr. Matthew Maluski. When we started this study, we thought the amount of sports played year-round and increased specialization in sports would be much more important as an indicator for injury risk. What we found is that the two most important factors were hours of sleep and grade in school. The advanced age risk may reflect a cumulative risk of injury after playing 3 or 4 years at a high school level. Malewski said the older athletes are bigger, stronger, and faster. So that's their assessment. The reason that the whole grade thing came into play, they feel that it has more to do with the fact that these kids are much more advanced. They're taking bigger risks because they are stronger. It's easier for them to injure themselves and so on. And perhaps they're right, but I can't help but think that, thinking of the poor squirrel trying to get across the street, that when they're going through puberty also, some of that is driving the perhaps more risky, if you will, attempts while they're playing sports. And so the message to parents of children who are middle school and high school, if they're playing sports, is the one thing that you can control. You can't control their little active libidos and their senses of awakening. You can't do that. But you can control their sleep. You can find ways, creative ways, to get your child to get to sleep earlier. You don't want to fight about it. Most parents are thinking to themselves, the last thing I want to do with my 14, 15, or 16-year-old is start coming down on them about sleep, because most parents feel like when their children are older that that's the fight they don't have to have anymore. Because the kids are older, they're more robust, they can do with less sleep. Wrong. I know that when kids are young, we can get them to sleep. Then they go through that phase where they don't want to go to sleep because they think that adults are staying up. Why can't I stay up? And so you end up fighting with them. Then they become young teenagers and you're like, okay, they're old enough to stay up late now, so I don't have to have that argument with them any longer. Wrong. It may actually be more important that your young teenagers get to bed early and get that requisite 9 to 10 hours of sleep. And I know this is impossible to do. Most parents are saying, how do you do it? How can I get my kids to go to sleep earlier? And unfortunately, unlike very young children, where if the parents go to sleep, the kids want to go to sleep, your teenagers would be happy to stay up late doing God knows what on the internet while you're asleep. So this is where the challenge really kicks in. How do parents gently motivate teenagers to get better sleep? I think the best way to do it, you can't empathize with teenagers because their brains don't have those connections yet for empathy and sympathy, right? But you can sit them down and explain to them that they would do better in school, they would do better in sports, they would run the risk of not injuring themselves to a greater degree, especially if your athlete is getting injured. If you have a child that comes home with a sprained ankle, a pulled back, you know, they're hurting themselves playing lacrosse, they're hurting themselves playing field hockey, whatever, this is the opportunity for you to sit down and say, wow, you know, I know how you can stop injuring yourself. And that's the best time to talk to them, when they're in pain. I know how you can stop injuring yourself. There's a study that shows the direct linkage between 8 or more hours of sleep and injuries in sports. And start taking the intellectual approach with them and saying, look, you know, not only will you stop injuring yourself, you'll probably be a better student. What can we do? Let's do an experiment. Enlist your child to do an experiment with you. Make it fun. Let's do an experiment. Let's just do this for 2 weeks, because it takes 2 weeks for everything to take effect. Ask your child, how could you get to sleep every night by 9 o'clock? Oh, it's impossible. I can't. I got this. I got that. Well, what can we do? What can we do as a team? What can we eliminate? You know, what if you didn't have to take your shower at night? You could take it in the morning. And what if you could do some of this homework, you know, on the way home from school on the bus, and enlist them and try to do an experiment. Say, look, let's just see. Maybe it's nonsense. Let's see if you really do perform better in the sport. Let's see if you really do feel better in school. You know, life gets brighter when children get good sleep. I am concerned about the lack of sleep in teenagers. Even when I was raising kids, my kids wanted to stay up late and be on the computer. And now with the introduction of things like cell phones that they're holding up against their heads all day long, we don't really know yet what the effects of this. We do know that a past civilization, the Egyptians, were night worshippers. They loved to stay up late at night. Their young girls were having babies at 11 and 12 years old. They really had some significant evidence of precocious puberty that most likely had something to do with the fact that their children were night worshippers. They stayed up late at night. We also know that, you know, staying up late at night pushes sugar management out of wax. This makes children more anxiety prone. It makes children more moody, and they don't perform well in school. We know it affects cognition. So you really need to enlist your teenager and get them into this mode of doing an experiment with you to go to sleep early and then see what happens. I know it's probably there's probably 3 out of 10 parents out there that'll be successful with this. I don't know what the answer is to get kids to pay attention to it. But, you know, they can get up earlier in the morning if they go to sleep earlier. Instead of staying up late, they can get up early and do things in the morning, you know, when everybody else is sleeping. I know that I like that time of the morning, early in the morning when it's quiet. The phone's not ringing. You can do things. I really don't know what the incentive is. Or as parents, we all have our own ways of incenting our children to do things. Sometimes it's money, right? Sometimes it's the hope of a car, get good grades. Maybe what parents need to start doing is not just saying, if you get a 3.0 minimum average every year this year, you know, then at the end of the high school experience, I'm going to give you my old car because I'm going to buy a new one. Maybe it also has to say, and on weeknights, get to bed by 9 p.m. Maybe as parents, we need to start shifting the emphasis slightly towards sleep. And especially if grades are important to you. If grades are really important to you, right? You're going to say to your child, look, you know, I want you to maintain a 3.0 GPA throughout high school, and I'm going to give you this reward. But we don't give them any tools on how to do that, right? We just tell them, hey, just do it. I don't care how you do it, just do it. Well, why don't you give them a couple tools aside from maybe the occasional tutor that you enlist to help them with certain subjects that they're having trouble with? Why not start making getting to sleep early part of the mandate? I know they'll feel like they're boring and they have the weekends. They'll do things on the weekends. It's just during the week. But look at the advantages. You know, lower injuries, better performance in school. They'll feel better. They'll be easier to deal with. They'll actually act human because they won't have the mood swings to coincide with going through puberty that caused them to be difficult because they're searching for autonomy. I think it's something that we as parents need to start paying more attention to. Start talking to our children now about getting to sleep early and the benefits of that. Drill that home. You know, it's not enough just to get them to eat their vegetables and like them. There's more to the equation than just what you put in your mouth. Okay, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue the discussion on sleep, but we're going to take a slightly different direction. And this is for people who have younger children. And those of you who are about to have little young babies in your house, you're definitely going to want to listen to this. This is something I have personal experience with as well. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no
BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Two of H-Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Later in the show, David Aiello will come on to talk about prostatitis. Men need to be aware of this, especially 20 and above. After that, Superfan. We pay homage to Sean Knernshield, who has really become like a friend of mine just from doing the show. Just a reminder, we now have a newsletter worthy of your perusal. Great information, all the coupon codes in one place. For those of you tuning in late, go to superhumanradio.com at the very top. You'll see a link that says newsletter. Click it, enter your email address, and start getting it every Tuesday. It talks about future shows, links to some old shows that you may have never heard before, great articles, great content, all as a result of the hard work of Stephen Lay. Anyway, okay. So, you've got a newborn in your house. Isn't it wonderful? Just magic. Just, it's unfortunate they just can't stay that age. That's the problem. Anybody who's had a newborn in the house or has one now or is planning on having one needs to pay attention to this because quite often they don't sleep. They don't sleep well. If you're fortunate enough to have a baby that went to sleep the first night, like my oldest and my youngest, it's a wonderful thing. But if you have a child who doesn't want to sleep at night, like my middle child, my son, for 18 months, he didn't sleep at night. It means that you don't sleep at night because you can't just leave them in their crib and let them cry. You have to get up. You have to do something. You try to get them to go to sleep. Attempts are futile. You know, put them down. They look like they're going to go to sleep. You get back in bed. You hear them crying. You get up. And next thing you know, the sun is coming up and you haven't slept a wink because your child hasn't slept a wink. Now your child falls asleep. Lo and behold, they fall asleep out of sheer exhaustion. And what do? You can't go to sleep. You've got to go to work. So this is really taxing to the child, but more importantly, at this point in time, to the parents. I mean, this could really disrupt your life, especially when it goes on for a long time, like over a year. My gosh, you know, please, a good night's sleep is all I'm asking for. I can't get it. And it goes on and on and on. Well, a study was published, again, in the American Academy of Pediatrics. Parents often need after-hour child sleep advice. Many parents have questions about their child's sleep problems, primarily after 6 p.m. when professional assistance
is not readily available, according to an abstract presented October 21st at the American Academy of Pediatrics National Conference in New Orleans. The abstract, an iPhone application for infant and toddler sleep. This is pretty cool. Characteristics and concerns of users reviewed information from nearly 8,000 users of a free iPhone app. It was designed to help them and aid in sleep for their young children. Of the users, 365, which is 4.6%, submitted a question to Ask the Expert feature over a three-month period. The app users were typically mothers, 69%, with an average age of 28 years old. The children, primarily infants, 68% of the children were ages 3 to 11 months, followed by toddlers, which represented 2%, and that was 12 to 36 months, and newborns, which is 12%, ages 0 to 2 months. The most frequent questions involved night wakenings. This is what I'm talking about. 22.7%. Sleep problems was 22.2%, and general sleep 21.9% of the questions. Less frequently, questions related to napping, bedtimes, and sleep safety were asked. Questions were most frequently submitted, ready for this? Between midnight and 6 a.m. 37% of the questions were admitted between midnight and 6 a.m. in the morning. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are parents on the at the, their wit's end. What do I do? I need to get to sleep. I have an important meeting in the morning. I've got to get to sleep. What am I going to do? And so this app allowed them to submit questions. I don't know if the questions were answered immediately either. That's a isn't detailed at this point. But 6 p.m. to midnight was the second most popular time. And this is when people are just starting to think about getting their child to sleep. And probably the night before, weeks on end, they've been not getting good sleep. So now they're being proactive. Hey, you know what? I got to do this now before bedtime rolls around. So at 6 p.m., which again is still too late for most clinicians. You're not going to get an answer from, you know, you call your pediatrician on call at 6 p.m., very little that he can do other than send you to an emergency room to get a shot of something. I mean, what is he going to do? Give you advice over the phone? He's going to say, bring the kid in tomorrow. We'll take a look at him. So you're screwed. Here's another one of these evenings. You're not going to get to sleep. Our results found that the most common questions that parents ask pertain to sleep problems and night wakenings. Said the author, Dr. Jody Mendel. These questions are most often submitted in the evening and overnight, times when professional help is typically not available. Research has shown that behaviorally based interventions are highly effective, and infants and toddler sleep disturbances, and yet they do require personal contact with a trained professional. As a result, many children go untreated. Many children go untreated? Many parents suffer. While the iPhone app provides widespread access to some assistance for families, the study supports the need for greater accessibility to health and, in particular, sleep-related information. So when you have a newborn baby in your house, if that newborn baby decides, for whatever reason, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, that means you don't sleep either. Now, obviously, from the study results, the majority of this seems to slide to the mom. But with more and more mothers working today because of the darn economy, this means that we have women who have just had a complete upheaval of their hormonal system in the birthing process, trying to find homeostasis again. And we know a lot of times when women give birth, hormones stay whacked out for quite some time. There's much research that points to postpartum depression as a disruption of these hormones and the trauma to the body from giving birth, and probably the trauma to the body from giving birth is what keeps the hormones disrupted for periods of time after birthing. And so we have women who are already hormonally challenged now being even more hormonally challenged because they're staying up late at night, and we know what that does to hormonal cascades, especially insulin. So this is really a big problem. You know, if it wasn't our child, think about it. If somebody woke you up every night, every single night, I mean, you would go bonkers. You'd want to, like, kill that person or get them out of your life or move or do something. But you can't do that with your child. You can't get angry. It's a baby. It doesn't, it's not doing it on purpose. And so, you know, you just live and suffer with it. And for those of us who shared the child rearing duties, men get up, you know, they're screwed too. And let's face it, even if the woman is the one that's getting up, chances are the husband has been awakened. He may not be the one that's getting up because maybe the mom is breastfeeding. What good is he going in there and getting the baby, bringing it into the bedroom and handing it to the baby, and then he moves down the hall and goes to sleep on the sofa? Sound familiar? It's actually happened to me plenty of times. You're still up. So both of you are up. Even though the mom may be the one that's texting in the middle of the night using the app going, you know, please help me before I, you know, kill myself. Everybody in the family and younger children as well are affected by this. So not getting a good night's sleep because of a young newborn in the house or even a toddler is really a problem. Now, I'm going to share a secret with you that worked for me. If you know somebody who's like telling you I'm at my wit's end, or if you are that poor parent who is finding yourself at your wit's end, you just don't know what to do, you just want a good night's sleep, I'm going to tell you something that ended an 18-month sleepless period for my son. And I have a feeling it'll work for you too. It's an electronic crib rocker. Okay? It's the coolest thing in the world. It attaches to any crib. It attaches where the headboard of the crib would be, right? So, you know, you have the two ends of the crib. The baby sleeps towards one end. You put it on that side there, on the end of the crib. It bolts to two of the uprights in the crib itself. It can bolt to even anything, but it's best to bolt it to two of the upright, what do I want to call them? Those, you know, the rods, if you will, that keep the child in its little penitentiary there. You attach it to that. You put a couple batteries in it, and it basically has a Vox circuit, which is voice activated circuit, attached to the batteries that then feeds a small motor that spins a weight in a centrifugal way. And this centrifuge, if you will, when it starts turning, it causes this motion that rocks the crib. Now, I remember the first night that I used it. I had gotten it in. I'd bought it some, this is before internet. I didn't buy it online. I bought it through like a baby catalog, got it in, attached it to my son's crib. That night, put him down to go to bed and did what, like we always do, went to bed. Usually within a half hour of falling asleep to an hour of falling asleep, he would start crying. And sure enough, he did. And I ran to the door and cracked it open a little bit and peeked in. I saw his little head come up because he was laying face down. And the thing, he's crying. And all of a sudden, I see the motor kick on. And it just starts swinging slowly. And the crib just gently starts rocking. And it picks up momentum and it rocks harder and harder, but very slow, like 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. I see his little head bobbing side to side. He's still screaming, but the rocking motion makes him put his head down and he quiets for a moment. I'm like, oh my God. But then he picks his head up and he starts crying some more, but the rocking takes effect on his head and he puts his head down. And after about 5 or 6 attempts for him to fight the feeling of sleepiness, he gave into it and he went to sleep. I thought, thank you, God. And sure enough, a couple hours later, he woke up. I could hear the crib rocking in the baby monitor because it was making like a creaking noise. I could hear the thing kick on, the crib rocking, and then he went back to sleep. And that was it. The first night we slapped that thing on, he slept all night, and he slept all night after that forever. So that's a lifesaver. I found it on Amazon. It's only $18. It's called an electronic crib rocker. And it's the same one that we had back then. So if you have a child that's not sleeping through the night, or you have a newborn coming home, you know that this exists. If you can't get your child to sleep at night, this will rock them gently back to sleep. And after a few nights, they don't wake up anymore. They just don't wake up anymore. Well, they do wake up in the morning, but they don't wake up in the middle of the night crying anymore. But you leave the crib rocker on there for the rare occasion that they wake up in the middle. Now, you're not going to have a child who's in distress go back to sleep. If this child has, is colicky, is cramping, has pain, has fever, that thing will rock from now till the cows come home, and it's not going to put the baby back to sleep. But if you have one of these babies who just doesn't want to sleep at night, it works. It's a great device. Tuck it away in the back of your mind and remember it, because you may not need it, but someone someday will look at you. You'll go, my God, you look like heck. What's wrong with you? And they'll say, I haven't slept in 3 months. The baby won't sleep at night. And you go, I got just the thing for you. They will probably send you the best Christmas present that year that they've ever sent you before, because they will thank you for allowing them to get to sleep again. It's a big deal for new parents especially. Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Two of H-Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Now this one that gets to the girl with the angel face and the devil art. It also rock him off and chuck at him and new car players come feel in the case. Step up my own, hear this.
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a
welcome back
if I ever tell you about Maxine.
to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, David Aiello will be talking to us about prostatitis. And then after that, superfan Sean Kernshield. I decided that if I don't want to do the show for a while and want to go on vacation, Sean's the guy to do the show. I just realized that. I have an understudy in the making here. We'll talk to him a little bit later. Okay, couple things. Stephen Lay just messaged me and said that we now have the newsletter up on iTunes as well. If you go to our podcast page, and obviously you have to be in iTunes to do this, you can review our new newsletter. It says here the link takes you to the site, and then iTunes has you view iTunes on your computer. Okay. And anytime you are in iTunes, and if you one of the people who downloads your show through iTunes, and we know that there's a lot, I'd sure appreciate it if you would rate the show. We have some new ratings, a great one from Coal City CrossFitter. Another one that I feel might be, well, it's got to be Sean Kernshield. And, of course, lots of others. I love the show, all the great things that people say about the show. I'd love it if you were one of those people who would rate us on iTunes as well, because that gives us a little bit more respect on iTunes as well. Okay, let's see here. What was I going to talk about? Okay, before we take our final break of this hour, I wanted to mention something that we've actually kind of touched on before, that menopause may have been brought about by grandmothers. Humans are the only ones that help raise their grandchildren in the animal kingdom. And so as a result of that, there seems to be some information about grandmothers actually having an effect on longevity, which I think is pretty cool. Computer simulations provide new mathematical support for the notion that the grandmother hypothesis, a famous theory that humans evolved longer adult lifespans than apes because grandmothers helped feed their grandchildren. Grandmothering was the initial step towards making us who we are, says Kristen Hawkes, a distinguished professor of anthropology at the University of Utah and senior author of the new study published October 24th by the British journal Proceedings of the Royal Society. The simulations indicate that with only a little bit of grandmothering and without any assumptions about human brain size, animals with chimpanzee lifespans evolve in less than 60,000 years so that they have more human lifespans. Female chimps rarely live past childbearing years, usually into their 30s and sometimes their 40s. Humans, females, often live decades past their childbearing years. And I want to talk about some of the unmentioned implications in this, okay? The findings show that from the time adulthood is reached, the simulated creatures lived another 25 years like chimps. Yet after 24,000 to 60,000 years of grandmothering, caring for their grandchildren, the creatures who reached adulthood lived another 49 years, as do human hunter-gatherers. There's something else taking place here. We know that there's environmental factors that affect hormones. I've talked about this before. The importance of having a libido. If you're a person who doesn't have a libido any longer, you need to think of that as the canary in the mine. If you don't have a libido, the messages to your body as an organism is, we're done here. We've done everything that can be done. We've given birth, or if we didn't give birth, we've missed the opportunity to give birth, but time has run out. We're not going to be giving birth anymore. We're done here. The body can just slowly descend into decrepitness, break down, and then die. So the longer your body believes that it can procreate, the longer you will live. Now, there was a study done that I read not too long ago about sex and its implications on longevity. I think the authors got it wrong. I'd love to be able to say, yes, the more sex you have, the longer you live, because that's what the authors were implying. In fact, I believe Ginny Robards, my assistant, is trying to get the author of this article on the show for us.
The takeaway was that men who were continuing to have sex at 70 and 75 years old lived the longest, longer than their male counterparts who were no longer having sex. But this is one of those times where I think it's not the sex, it's the libido. The men who aren't having sex are not having sex not because their partners aren't giving them sex or because they don't have a partner to have sex with. They're not having sex because they don't have a libido any longer. Because let's face it, if you have a libido, you want to have sex. You're going to find a way to have sex. If your partner's not a willing participant, you're going to try to cajole them and buy them gifts and be romantic because you need sex. So I think the real takeaway from the study and kind of incorporating that into this discussion about longevity in humans, the grandmothering model says that women could have more children as a result of having the grandmother helping her raise her offspring. And if women can have more children, that means that they are continuing to be fertile later in life. If they're fertile later in life, that means that the hormonal milieus in their body are still youthful. If the hormonal milieus in their body are still youthful, that means that they're getting a signal that they can still procreate, that they're still worthy of living. So this grandmother model and what it discusses in its ability to help affect our longevity over the evolutionary process, combined with the article about the men having more sex later in life live longer, makes me think that stimulating the libido, doing whatever you can to keep your libido intact, is a critical part of longevity. People don't think of it that way. No one wants to talk about it because, let's face it, if you start talking about sex from this standpoint, women become suspicious because men want to have more sex. So women think, well, you're just coming up with this because you want to have more sex. No, it's the truth. It absolutely is the truth. Our ability to continue to produce offspring has more to do with keeping us alive longer than vice versa. It's not the fact that we have sex that makes us live longer. It's the fact that we want to have sex later in life. That is an indicator of overall health and longevity. And you'll see in years to come, studies will say exactly what I'm saying, and then people start paying attention to, okay, what do I do to improve my libido? What hormones can I take? What can I do? Get better sleep, exercise more often, eat different foods. And then all of a sudden the focus on the libido is going to be one, not of childish desire for sex, you just want more. No. The fact that I want more sex is an indicator that I'm going to live longer. And you need to get on board with that idea as well. Okay, we're going to take our last commercial break for this hour. And when we come back, we will have David Aiello on talking about prostatitis. Do you have it? And what do you need to know about it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
H to the is O, B to the is A. That's the anthem. Get your hands up.
Oh.
Hof.
Baby.
Hof.
H to the
is O,
B to the
is A.
Anabolic Minds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
We original who?
Welcome back. Okay. Painful prostatitis. David Aiello, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Carl. How you doing?
Good, good. You know, prostatitis is one of those things that men have and just don't even know it quite often, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's something where people often don't know how to characterize it, or they may think, well, I don't know who to tell this to. They don't have a good sounding board for it, because what it is, you know, touches areas of embarrassment and
yes.
of privacy in our lives.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I know this for a fact from several doctors who've told me this story in their own words, that, you know, guys, for instance, who are having ED problems, right? They'll spend the whole time in the doctor's office. Then as they're grabbing the doorknob to walk out, they'll look back and they go, listen, I'm just curious, you know, what's the deal with Cialis? Doctor, it's
yeah.
like they want to escape. They don't even want to be looking at the doctor in his face when they talk about this. The last thing guys want to talk about is their genitals with their doctor.
Well, you know, I mean, it's all part of the issue of, I think, of how do men get a handle on talking about their health in general. And even when you have, like, I've seen men in doctor's clinics where, you know, the doctor will come in and go, how's it going? Yeah, it's fine. How are you feeling? Yeah, I'm fine. And, you know, doctor leaves for a couple of minutes to go see something else, and the wife will smack him in the shoulder and go, tell him, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, guys just, you know, sometimes have that kind of, you know, feeling or bravado that comes from our upbringing that says, you know, you don't want to complain, you don't really want to get into stuff and sound weird and all that kind of thing. So a lot of these problems are real medical issues that can be solved, but they go undiagnosed for a very long time.
Well, now, with prostatitis being one of those, prostatitis, the symptoms can be transient, first of all, right? They can appear a day or two, then they can be gone.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people have them. I mean, what we talk about when we say chronic pelvic pain or chronic prostatitis is generally something that is not just a single episode, but it can be can wax and wane. It can come
right.
and go.
Right.
A person can have many kind of off and on periods, but it's a syndrome that keeps recurring.
And what are some of the most noticeable symptoms, if you will, of prostatitis?
Yeah, so, I mean, and this is where it comes into that kind of funny area of how do I talk about it and what do I say. A person can have, for example, pain above their pubic bone.
Mm.
And, you know, have a hard time identifying what that would be, and hopefully it'll go away in a couple of days, and maybe I'll forget about it. Perhaps there's pain or discomfort or a kind of stress or tension, kind of like a Charlie horse, in the area between the genitals and the anus.
Right.
That's called the perineal area. Maybe in the lower back or in the scrotum. Sometimes it's on the tip of the penis. Sometimes it happens just when a person is ejaculating. Sometimes it happens when their bladder's extra full, and they can have pain and discomfort and an overwhelming kind of weirdness, and it's not trivial. I mean, the estimates are that between 11% and 13% of American men suffer from some degree of chronic prostatitis.
Yeah, it's really shocking. When I started doing the research and looking at it, the symptom that you mentioned about the Charlie horse, it's like a dull, a cramping pain that men feel
right
between the scrotum and the anus. And it's something that a lot of times it seems to affect men at night when they're asleep. They'll be awakened by this pain. So where's it coming from?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that? You
I've heard of all kinds of manifestations of this, and the urologist who developed the formula for Relaxin for us that we now sell as a solution for this, his theory is that there is a nerve damage going on, that there's not, and it's from a very, very old injury, perhaps from childhood. Do you want to talk about that for a minute?
Yes, please.
Okay, so you've probably heard, I'm sure you have, about how when a person has, you know, God forbid, a limb amputated, they can sometimes feel pain in that.
Yeah,
it's called
a phantom pain, because the limb is not there, but the brain thinks it's still there.
Right, so the brain thinks it's there because the nerve is signaling something that says there's pain there. In other words, you don't actually have pain in the arm. The arm has been severed in this case, but the nerve is saying something like there's pain there. And so even though we're talking about a non-bacterial, non-inflammatory prostatitis, a chronic pelvic pain which doesn't have inflammation or like tissue inflammation that's observable or blood inflammation that's measurable.
Wow.
Or a bacterial infection. That's why guys can take, you know, ibuprofen and antibiotics for months and years, and it just doesn't really change. It doesn't really help. They never know whether the condition was just in its waning period, you know, when they took the stuff. So, you know, is it a placebo effect or not? So what we're dealing with is what's called that grade 3 or class 3 non-bacterial, non-inflammatory chronic male pelvic pain. And that's the 11 to 13% of men suffer from that. So our theory is, and Dr. Fleschner's theory is, that there is a nerve somewhere in that region that was damaged, perhaps by an athletic event or something, in early life, and that nerve just has triggers which cause it to signal that there's pain. And so the ingredients of the formula and the approach is really to say, how do I make my nervous system healthy? How do I treat that nerve condition? Because it's not bacterial and it's not inflammatory. I've got to get at the real cause.
That's amazing. Yeah, because it's really, I mean, if the nerve has become overactivated, if you will, for whatever reason,
right,
the actual insult is the nerve, as opposed to, like you're saying, a bacteria or something that we can address.
I mean, it's astounding. I mean, that's why a lot of doctors will just not know what to do with patients, because they'll see them, they'll run them through all kinds of imaging and try to see if there's inflammation there, and they'll run them through serology and they'll run them through all kinds of tests to see if there's a bacterial infection, and there's just nothing there. And you know, but you know, the guy keeps showing up saying, "But doctor,
I got this pain.
There's something wrong."
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong? So, you know, they'll try this antibiotic, try another one, try another anti-inflammatory. So, unfortunately, the patient is cycled through, these, you know, series of ineffective treatments because not really getting at the true cause in that particular case. Obviously, if there is a bacterial infection, it has to be treated. We're not saying don't treat them.
Right.
But we're saying where there isn't a bacterial infection, there is probably another cause.
This is really interesting. And, you know, and this is what patients end up with, you know, the doctor looking at them quizzically and saying, well, there's nothing wrong with you. And the patient's going, but if you felt what I feel, you would know that there's something going on here.
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, it touches a person in a private area. Even though you don't want to talk about it, you really do feel it.
Yeah.
I mean, what if it affected a person? I mean, imagine it affects a person's sexual performance, or they have an anxiety that when they're going to have an orgasm, they're going to have pain. I mean, that's a weird kind of internal conflict to have to bear all alone.
Oh man, yeah, that's terrible. That's really terrible. Now, is there any indication that since it seems like this could be the result of an earlier injury, is there any indication out there? I mean, you know what the first thing I think about, right? Bicycle riding. These guys who, cross country biking is so popular now. And when I was young, I had a 10 speed, and that bicycle seat is not friendly for long rides.
You know, it could be that. It could be, we can imagine all kinds of things that can happen to a person in that part of their body when they're young. I mean, anything from a really bad spanking to a bad kick to a bad fall to, all kinds of stuff, right? I mean, there are some of these in kids, you know, where their nervous system is just developing, you know, injuries can, if they happen too early, can really prevent normal development of the nerves in that area, and we just don't know enough about it to say why does this happen. But I mean, for it to affect over 10% of men over 20, there's something that we really need to find out about this. It should become more of a public health issue. It's really just because of the stigma of that is attached to this. Like it's just not comfortable to say, oh, how are you feeling? Yeah, well, I have kind of this pain in my scrotum right now. I mean, people don't talk like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? But you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're still socially stigmatized about talking about sex in general, quite frankly. So this falls into that area. All right, let's do this. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk more about the formula because you said something interesting to me. You said that it affects the nervous system. And I have to believe that while this is good for prostatitis, it may be good for the entire body. So we're going to talk more about the Relexin product when we come back. We're talking with David Aiello with BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals. Their product is Relexin. They are a sponsor of the show. And as I've told you before, they make the show possible. So anytime you can, please patronize the sponsors. There is a banner ad on superhumanradio.com right now to click to learn more about Relexin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relexin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relexin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relexin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. AndroMass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Two of AgeForce's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, the aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the AgeForce banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with David Aiello about prostatitis. Later in the show, super fan Sean Knernshield will be on. Talk about what he remembers from the early days about Superhuman Radio. Okay. So tell us more about the Relexin product for a moment, how it works, David.
Well, when we did a phase 3 study in Germany, a double-blind placebo-controlled study that was multi-center, 176 guys. And prior to completing that work, we had nerve samples taken, and we had nerve models done, because the action of the key ingredients is very hard to assess, because the inflammation is in the nerve. It's not in the tissue. So that's why you can't see it in imaging. There's no big swollen area anywhere. There's just this little tiny nerves which have inflammatory cytokines firing. So we found that the active ingredients in Relexin reduced the tumor necrosis factor alpha and the interleukin ones, which are inflammatory cytokines. And we believe that that's probably the mechanism of action. In other words, there's inflammation happening inside the cell that's causing the cell itself to fire, and it's kind of that simple. What we did when we formulated Relexin was our urologist did this for us. Is that we said where's the good data, and it was in this particular flower pollen extract that had been tested in Germany and developed there, and then we added beta cytosterols for prostate tissue health,
right.
And we also added some B vitamins to make sure that the nerves themselves had enough of those key nutrients, so that they'd be able to use their own antioxidant and anti-inflammatory pathways efficiently. So they're really, the key ingredient is the purified flower pollen.
Interesting. And so this effect that it has on the nerves is not specific just to the prostate, right?
No, I mean, it's we think it makes sense that it would be good for any kind of other chronic pain. But we haven't tried it. We're designing a trial actually now for chronic headache. But that trial hasn't been enrolled yet.
I would imagine, and for a variety of myalgias perhaps, because we know that myalgias occur quite often on a neuron level, on a nervous system.
You know, it'd be a great thing to try and just to see. I mean, the interesting thing about the product is that, and this was shown in the phase 3 data as well, is that there was a mild impact after 6 weeks of therapy, and there was a much more significant impact after 12 weeks of therapy. So, I mean, if there are people who are suffering from pain, and I know, you know, some people, that's why we're doing the headache study, because we've just been convinced that there is this large number of people who are suffering from chronic pain, you know, due to injury or due to other types of misfiring. I mean, there's some types of migraines or other headaches rooted in the trigeminal nucleus caudalis, another part of the brain which causes these tremendous type of super migraines. So we're looking at whether we can help in those areas too.
Well,
but if people want to try it, I mean, I would encourage them to give it a go. I mean, there's just no toxicity from it, and I'd be very interested in the results.
Well, and you know, we did a show a couple years ago with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation about a disorder that very few people know about. Most doctors have never heard of it, and as a result, they mistreat many patients who come in to their practices. It's called Romheld syndrome. And what Romheld syndrome is, it's debatable whether it's a result of leaky gut and or actual physiological changes to the vagus nerve as a result of like other organs pressing against it and so on, or even people who develop hiatal hernias. But Romheld syndrome sends people to the doctors for heart issues, rhythm issues, bradycardia, you know. But these symptoms almost exclusively and always the onset follows either a meal or a very large meal. And so what people who suffer from Romheld syndrome will tell you is, I ate a meal and then all of a sudden I started having palpitations. Once the digestive process moves forward and the stomach gets emptied out, the palpitations go away. These same people will complain about having a meal and laying on their left side and it causes changes in heart rhythm. Well, the bottom line of all of this is these people also have some other symptoms that are not as often discussed, and that is tinnitus. They will lose their voice, just be talking, and all of a sudden their voice will crack and it's gone and they can't talk, or they will have to cough a lot, and they will notice a pain, let's say, in their left leg and in their throat simultaneously. And it happens, the onset is so synchronized that you go, oh my God, this is like happening. What's going on in my leg and my throat at the same time? And the thing that's going on is the connection between the lower portion of the body and the brain through the vagus nerve.
And it's just amazing, isn't it, how things tie together?
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of discussion now that maybe the vagus nerve is one of the largest, if not the largest, nerve bundle that passes through the body. It can thought of more like a wiring harness, if you will. There is some discussion that maybe toxic accumulation of toxins like mercury and stuff are causing the vagus nerve to become hypersensitive. There is some discussion about, like I said before, that maybe there's a leakage in the gut because the vagus nerve connects to the top of the abdomen at a good portion of the abdomen. And this is also the other side where a lot of people develop ulcerations. And so there's all this discussion, but the bottom line is the vagus nerve becomes overstimulated and rapid onset of a change in heart rate that scares the bejeebers out of people. They're like, oh my God, am I going to have a heart attack now because I just ate this meal?
Yeah. Well, listen, after the show, I'd love to talk to you about that more. I will let you know when we get that study done in headaches.
Yeah, because this would be really, really great. I mean, this is a great story to tell. All right, so talk about the guys with painful prostatitis. When they start taking Relexin, you said it takes about 12 weeks to see the results?
Well, it takes about 6 weeks to see moderate improvement and about 12 weeks to see very significant improvement. And in a study that we did internally, we found that about 50% of the people had a very significant improvement after 12 weeks, and about another 25%, actually another 35%, because the total was 85. So the another 35% had kind of moderate improvement. So overall, 85% of people showed improvement in their pain management and their symptoms after 12 weeks of taking Relaxin. So, but it is important in that, you know, you're really doing something that this nerve has been, you know, misfiring repeatedly, and it's trained your brain to receive that signal and interpret it as pain for a very long time. So to undo that type of signaling, it's a very complex process. So it's not a matter of just, you know, pouring water on the fire and turning off the inflammation and the signal stops.
Right.
That's actually more complicated in terms
of
your
understanding of pain. It's almost like a peripheral memory. You know what I mean? Out there in the periphery of the nervous system as opposed to in the brain. Because we know that there are peripheral messages that go back and forth. We know that animals that have spinal injuries can do something called spine walking, where their back legs will continue to mimic the walking pattern that they did before they lost the ability to control their hind legs, because the spine carries some memory in the nervous system itself of what it's like to walk.
Yep. And the whole nervous system has been trained that, you know, this nerve twitches, tell the guy he's got pain.
Right.
So we've got to like kind of reprogram that whole thing, and it just takes a while. So I think consistency is key. And also, you know, it's people with prostatitis have been so many times through this cycle of, you know, would it have gone away anyway? You know, so to stay on it for, you know, a whole 3 month period is really the only way you're going to know.
And do they have to continue taking it indefinitely then, or is it something that there's an end point?
Yeah. I mean, what guys tell me is that it with some people, it depends. With everybody, it depends on the severity of their condition. Some people are committed to the product. They take it because it makes them feel good, and they just never have to worry about it again, and that's how they want to be. They just want to forget it, and so they take the product, and they don't go off of it. Other people have less serious, less frequent episodes, and so, you know, their commitment is kind of, it's coming and going. Problem is that when it comes back, you know, they kind of have to catch up for a few weeks, and, you know, it's a certain amount of discomfort. So some people like to play with it, but, you know, if it bothers the person enough that they feel they should treat it, it's probably something that should be, you know, a regular part of the person's nutrition maintenance. Like, what do I need to keep my heart healthy, you know, is a question you have to answer every day, right?
Right.
Similarly, if a person has prostatitis, okay, what do I have to do to keep my nerves healthy every day?
Right. Right. How much is a bottle of Relaxin?
It's $39. And if people buy it on auto ship, then it's $34.95.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. And then it's available now at the website. People can go to superhumanradio.com and click the Relaxin banner ad to learn more. If this is not a problem that you have, it may be a problem that a friend of yours has. And again, as we discussed in the beginning of the interview, these are not the kind of discussions guys have with guys. Girls have them. Girls will have conversations about everything, their periods, everything with their other women, and they share information, they get answers, and they don't live with embarrassing pain. Guys, on the other hand, we just suck it up. You know, that may not be the greatest thing in the world, to be honest with you. So
no, I mean, and you know, when people call our ordering line or our call center, or if they order through the website, of course, everything is confidential, and we'll always respect that.
Yeah. David, thanks so much for being on the show today.
No, thank you, Carl.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
Hi, so one thing I wanted to mention before we bring our next guest on, and that is, I was incorrect before when I said go to iTunes and like us or comment about the show, rate the show. In the current newsletter, for those of you who have signed up already, and are receiving it, who received it last Tuesday, and those of you who are yet to sign up and will sign up and start receiving the newsletter, there is a link there that will allow you to rate us on iTunes. So you don't have to do anything except click the link and then rate us on iTunes. I was mistaken. Don't go to iTunes to rate the newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter to get the link to rate us on iTunes. That's what I should have said. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have superfan Sean Nernshield on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Guess who's back? Back again. Sadie's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N. For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Superhuman Radio. A superfan is somebody who not only spends a lot of time listening to, let's say, a show like this, but also feels compelled to contribute back and become part of the community
and does it with consistency. We have lots of people who they find the show, they get jazzed about the show. A year later, you don't hear from them anymore. You don't know what happened to them. But for a good year, they put a lot of effort into staying in touch and making suggestions and commending and even sometimes being upset with you about things. But the one person who's done it from the very beginning of this show's very meager beginnings is Sean Knernshield. How you doing, Sean?
Doing pretty good, Carl. So, I just wanted to let you know I've been throwing up, and I don't think I can do the show. I'm going to have to cancel on you.
Oh, why? You feel like you're sick now? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I just don't feel good, so I'll talk to you later.
Okay, well, you know what? You know what's funny about that, Sean? That's what my first guest did to me today, too. So what a great way to end the show.
I'm just messing with you.
I know. I had a feeling as such. But that's truly what happened. Dr. Emma Wilmot will be on next week, but canceled from the UK this morning because she's very sick. And I was like, okay, so we start the show that way and we're going to end the show that way. Okay.
I tuned in a little bit earlier and I did hear that and I thought I'm going to mess with Carl when he brings me on.
And that's you. That's exactly a perfect example of how you and I have interacted over the years. You found this show on how did you find Superhuman Radio all those years back?
Well, before we get started, I just want to let everybody know this is my very first time on the radio. I have never in my life done anything like this before. Just want to let everybody know I do feel a little unworthy to be on your show.
No.
You know, because of all the people that you have on here, I'm just a plain old normal guy. And I honestly did get a really horrible night's sleep, and I did feel kind of sick to my stomach because of just being nervous about being
really
on the show. So, yeah.
Oh, dude, just relax, man. This is really just about acknowledging how long you've been listening to the show and what you've contributed to the show. It's going to be fun. Trust me. There's nothing to be nervous about. In fact, Sean has been listening to the show so long that one of the prerequisites to coming on, he said, can you dig up your original theme song? He said, I bet you most people have never even heard the original theme song. And I said, I'll have it. So why don't we play it right now to kind of put you in the groove of yesteryear. Here, let's listen to it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
That was the original theme song. I made that theme song sitting at my kitchen table.
I love that theme song.
For those of you who don't know, who aren't old enough to know who Superman is, the real Superman, I don't mean the one in the movies, the show that aired every single day, Monday through Friday, that I rushed home from school to catch, that was the original theme song from the Superman show with George Reeves. And interestingly enough, I sat at my kitchen table and recorded me saying Superhuman Radio. You could even hear the puffing with the peas because I had a cheap microphone back then. And Carl Lenore, and I let my then producer, Jim Fenn, and sorely missed LG Dupree, listen to it. They were laughing so hard, and I thought they were, you know, thinking, oh, this is stupid. And I said, you don't like it? He goes, Jim looks at me and goes, no, I love it. He goes, you have to use it. And I said, okay. And I was inspired to do that intro because back then there was a commercial on radio for a food store. I don't remember if it was Myers or something, where they actually took an old radio spot and changed the word just like that to make it sound real campy, like it was not done well, so that people would go, oh, that, you know, that sounds so funny. And that's what I thought, you know, I'm going to just do my theme song that way. I'm going to use the Superman theme. And that's how it came about. I did that sitting at my kitchen table at the end of 2005. So there you go.
I mean, it's my favorite intro between that one and the new one. I couldn't stand it when you went to the new one. I thought, I love the old one. You got rid of it. But I know that the new one that you have is a lot more professional, but just the older one is really cool.
Well, the funny thing is, the reason I changed the theme song, I liked the theme song back then, you know? But a fellow named Dan Solomon, who back then was doing
Pro Bodybuilding Weekly,
told me that it was the most ridiculous theme song that he'd ever heard. He said, you know, you got to change that. He says, it just sounds horrible. He was being nice. He wasn't attacking me. And he goes, look, but you got to get rid of that theme song. It's terrible. Get something professionally made. And so after him saying that, I thought about it. And I thought, well, you know, at that point in time, I guess we were on the air for at least almost 2 years. And I said, okay, you know, I'll change the theme song now. And that's what inspired me to change it. But I still get a kick out of it hearing it. If you could have seen my face just now, the big smile I had, it was just really stupid looking. So
that people probably don't realize, but when you first got started, I think you were with Clear Channel, right?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
And your episodes was only about a half hour long, if I remember correctly.
No, it was once a week, but it was 1 hour.
It was one hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like 40. It was actually 47 minutes long. And it was once a week. I did it on Saturday afternoons from noon to 1 on WKJK, which is a tiny little AM radio station here in Louisville, Kentucky.
And you sunk a lot of your own money. I mean, it was all of your own money to do that. I mean, you took a real gamble to do what you used to do to earn a living to go into this.
Well, and it's a funny story, too. I mean, it's worth saying again. I was paying to do the show because I could not find advertisers at that point in time. I was an unknown. So it was actually costing me $125 a weekend to do the show. And in 2006, I lost my job. I was vice president of sales for a company that manufactured wireless communications equipment for alarm systems. So if the phone lines were cut, they were based in Canada. And in November of 2006, right before Thanksgiving, I got a call from the president. He said, we're shutting down the U.S. operation. And I said, you know, how long do I have to get things wound down? We have deals in play. And what's the severance package? He says, no severance. And this is it. And I was literally out of a job right before Thanksgiving and Christmas, obviously. And I went out and I took two jobs. I started selling alarm systems in the daytime, and at night I worked at a local gym, closing up and cleaning the toilets. And I said to myself, you know, I'm doing this little radio show. I know how to sell. I can sell advertising. I'm just going to make the radio show my livelihood. And that's basically losing my job, because I knew I was never going to find a lateral position at my then age. I wasn't just going to walk into a vice president position. I was going to have to start somewhere at the bottom. I thought, you know what? I'll start at the bottom with my own project. I'll start at the bottom with Supreme Radio.
Look how thankful, though, all these people have. I mean, everybody has you to thank for losing your job, basically.
Yeah. Well, I don't think my ex would agree with you on that one, because that really was the beginning of the end for me in my marriage. But I stuck to what I believed I could do, and I continued to do the show, and the show has grown. And now I'm going to let a little cat out of a bag. I've been so skeptical about the recent downloads that I've actually contacted the data center to make sure that our log files are correct. I've contacted I use a client software product to do our web analysis, and I contacted the company that does Weblog Expert. And had some questions, my last question is to the listeners out there. I'm going to have on our website later today. I need people who have had a hard time downloading the show to let me know if they're downloading incomplete files, because that would obviously affect the numbers. Maybe we had a problem with the server, and you know, all of a sudden people are having problems. So I need to know that, because if the numbers are right, we'll break 2 million downloads this month.
That's pretty awesome.
It's insane. I mean, the show has grown exponentially because of a couple shows that we've done, and because people out there pass the show around to their friends, and it's become viral. And we've had three different shows that have all gathered over 100,000 downloads.
Hopefully, I don't bring your ratings down on this one.
No, I don't think you will. I think you'll bring the ratings up, actually. So let's talk about you for a second before we take our first break. You've been listening to the show for so long now that you've constantly sent me messages about show suggestions, but you've also called me on the carpet when you felt I did things wrong. Remember Age Management Panama?
I do.
Tell the story about when you contacted me, you left me a beautiful voicemail about Age Management. Just kind of give the Reader's Digest version of what you were telling me.
Well, if I remember correctly, there was a guy that was in Panama, and he was doing testosterone replacement therapy.
And growth hormone, right.
Yeah, he was doing all kinds of stuff. I actually got in contact with him. I thought, well, this is really cool. And he immediately tried to sell me a bunch of stuff, no blood work, no nothing. And I'm thinking, this doesn't sound right. And I've never had a doctor try to push me into a sale.
Right.
It's kind of weird. So I thought, well, okay, whatever. And I never did order from him, but I started checking around, and I actually went to the, is it the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency?
Perhaps, yeah. I know you contacted some government agency because you read an excerpt from their website and said, Carl, I don't think that you should have this guy advertising because your listeners probably don't realize it, but by buying from this guy, it could be illegal.
He was telling me that it was going to ship from some other country and it had to go here and here and eventually it would make it to here and then to me. And I'm thinking, this can't be legitimate. This cannot. I'm going to get in some kind of trouble here. So I contacted him. I said, is this legal? Can I actually get, even though he's a real doctor, can I get my prescription from him? And they're like, well, you can, but you'll probably end up going to jail over this.
Right.
And I said, well, that's not very cool. So, yeah, I definitely got in contact with you because I didn't want somebody actually going through with it and going to jail over the deal.
And we dropped him. We dropped him. His name was Dr. Michael Siegler. And ironically, not only did we drop him, but he stuck me for the last month of advertising because I dropped him. But I didn't care. That was fine. And he came back. He made a run around. In 2011, he contacted me and said he was starting back up again and he wanted to advertise. And I said, you owe me money from the last time. You send me the money you owe me and then we'll talk about going forward. And obviously, I never heard from him again.
But I think that's something that everybody needs to know about you is you're an honest, upright guy. You care about the advertisers that are on your show. I mean, you want them to have a great product.
Yeah, you know what? I'm cutting a deal right now with an advertiser who normally couldn't advertise because of what he's going to bring to the party for our listeners. So it does matter to me. But don't get me wrong. It's not beneath me to pimp our sponsors. I have to do my job and promote our sponsors. But I believe in the sponsors before I bring them aboard. That's for sure. And if I think that they're doing something wrong, I'm going to leave them behind.
Yeah, what I'm saying is the people that listen to your show can trust the fact that they're going to get a legitimate product that does what it says it does.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about you. You sent me pictures recently. You look amazing. I want to talk about your training. We're talking with superfan Sean Knernshield. He is the listener number one. No, listener zero. Remember that, patient? You're listener zero to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6,
GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Two of Age Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including Androstenedione Trione, the aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Age Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour, this half hour, with superfan Sean Knernshield. Sean, you sent me pictures recently of you, and you said, not bad for a 40-year-old dude or fart. I forget what you put in there.
40-year-old fart.
Dude, you're ripped to shreds. You're hypermuscular. You look amazing. You look you have a very enviable physique.
That's pretty comical, actually.
Why?
Considering my diet, I'm kind of like an Aaron Singerman.
Oh, yeah, really?
So you make
peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with Pop-Tarts?
Well, I do like Pop-Tarts. I don't eat them too often, but I do like them. I like the cherry. I did, just for the very first time this year, try a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I've never had one before, but it was really good.
I remember when I was focusing at being a power lifter, quote unquote. But being a power lifter meant I could eat everything, you know, because I didn't care. I just wanted, and I used to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a protein drink at night before bed every night. Worst thing you can have right before bed, really.
The thing that I wanted to ask you real quick before I answer that question is, what I want to know and what probably a lot of people want to know is, how many push-ups did you do during the break?
Oh, I didn't do them today. I didn't do them, but thank you. Thank you for reminding me. And I've been doing more and more during the break. Lots of my knees. I hurt my knees on a vibration plate. I'm actually going to see an orthopod because I may have a bucket handle tear in my left knee. So I've been relegated not to do too many body weight squats right now. And I have a bunch of junk in the studio right now, and there's really no place for me to get straight out and do push-ups. But I am going to go walk after the show. That I am going to do.
I know I'm getting off topic a tiny bit, but was that the song from Star Wars that you were playing out of the break?
No, that's Galvanized, Chemical Brothers versus John Williams. I don't know who that is, to be honest with you. It's just one of the mashups in the library.
You always have awesome music.
Yeah, I got lucky with all this music. You can't find this music anywhere, I got to be honest with you. Everybody always emails me and goes, where can I get the songs that you use during the breaks? And I'm like, you have to listen to the show. I can't send them to you because I don't have the licensing rights to send them to people. I just have the licensing rights to use them as bumper music. That's it.
Right.
I don't need a lawsuit.
Yeah, I think if you play over so many seconds of a song, you can get in trouble.
Yeah. So talk to me about how often do you train now?
I train, See, I'm probably one of the worst people for you to interview to be calling a superhuman because I am so sporadic. I have my own business, so I typically train probably four times a week, but sometimes it's zero times per week. Sometimes it's one, sometimes it's two, sometimes it's three times.
Okay, on the days where it's zero times a week, do you do anything at home, body weight? You like get up?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Absolutely.
And you look, and you look amazing. You look amazing.
The only thing I can say is it has to be my genetics. I don't know what to say because I know there's some people out there that work their tail off and it seems like they can't get anywhere. And then there's other people that can just look at a weight and they grow.
So are you one of those guys, you just look at a weight and you grow?
No, I'm the exact opposite. I have to work my rear end off to get anywhere. And I mean, this is the best I've got, and I've been on planet Earth for 40 years. And when I look at myself in the mirror, I don't really see anything that great. It's like, man, I really need to, you know, do a lot more work to try
you're
to get
where
I'm trying to
look,
get.
Your quads look great. I mean, look, you're not 2% body fat, but I got to believe that you're well under 10%, right?
Well, I can see veins popping out in my calves and my forearms and my arms, my shoulders.
And your midsection looks like G.I. Joe's, you know, where the obliques stop and the hip muscles start. I mean, you look great. You look amazing.
It's pretty funny, though, because I eat Reese's peanut butter cups. I drink Coca-Cola.
Oh, well, listen, dude, if you like Reese's peanut butter cups, you have to get the new peanut butter cup from Quest Protein. I can't stop eating them. They're so great.
I'm on my next order. I'm going to get them because my wife and I, we've been ordering those now ever since we heard about them from you, and we love them. We order 12 cases, which is 144 bars every time we place our order.
Wow. That's amazing.
They're good.
Great. They're great. It's the best protein bar on the market, bar none.
I've never found a bar that tastes as good as theirs.
Well, now I'm looking at a picture that you sent me of you with four Age Force patches on one forearm. Are those four of the same patches? What is that?
No. In fact, I beat my record because last night I stuck six on
before
I went to bed.
Which are they?
I stuck on a growth hormone. I put on an amino acid patch, the B-complex patch, the melatonin patch, the coenzyme Q10 with the omega-3s, and how many am I up to? One, two. There's one more. What am I missing? Oh, the fat loss patch.
Oh, God.
I stuck all six of them on.
Now, do you think, so now let's go back to our previous comment. You know, you look great, right? You say you eat a lot of whatever you want. You think that the patches and supplements have anything to do with anything?
Yes, I do. I take a lot of supplements, and I do use those patches. And don't get me wrong. I don't. Every single thing that goes in my mouth is not junk.
Right.
But I do. I mean, I'm sure everybody out there listening, there's certain things they like, and it's not good for them. But yet you still seem to do it.
My weakness is wine. It really is.
Yeah, and see, I cannot stand the taste of alcohol, so I don't do that. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't do any kind of recreational drugs. You know, it's just Coca-Cola has got me. I like it.
Really?
And I can control myself. I drink a lot of water, but
are you a Diet Coke guy?
No, I can't stand Diet Coke. I got to go for the hard stuff.
How many times a day do you drink Coke?
Sometimes zero. Sometimes I'll go for 2 or 3 days with none, but then it's like, oh, I got to go get one. So I stop by the Quick Shop and get one with
Dude, I hate you, man. You look so good. I can't believe it.
It's got to be the genetics. But also, Carl, I think it is the heavy lifting and going in there and doing those squats and doing deadlifts and leg press. And I mean,
even with the additional time off, that kind of training has very, very long acting effects, especially on the central nervous system.
Because when I go in there, I don't go in there and just stay in the gym for 2 or 3 hours and just train multiple, you know, all these sets. I mean, I go in there and I hit it really, really, really hard for a short amount of time, and then I get out of there. So the longest I'm probably ever in there for a workout is probably an hour, hour and a half.
What gym do you train at?
I train at a gym here in Topeka called Maximus, and it's not really what I would call an awesome gym. It's just a gym. And where I live at, we don't have a really excellent choice for gyms. So I just figured, well, okay, I'll just find the cheapest one then.
Yeah. That's it. But what you bring in the gym with you is what makes the difference in your workout, not what the gym has. So
yeah, and you know, the thing that I've learned is I can get kind of depressed if I start ever comparing myself to somebody else on the internet or whatever. So I've learned that I'm in competition with myself. I've never been in a competition. I've never played sports. I've never done any of that. I enjoy going to the gym and lifting weights. And, you know, I'm just in competition with myself to do better. And it's tough. It's not easy at all to put on muscle and to lose body fat. It's tough.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Mean, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
Well, and I'm the same way. My attitude is I train as hard as I can. I'm not going to try to train as hard as you can or somebody else. And as long as you come to the gym and you give it everything that you can, then you can leave proud that you worked hard. Sean, we're running low on time here. Is there a show that over the past, God knows how many years, and we're going to date ourselves here, is there a show that still sticks out in your mind that you still refer to, that you still think about, that you still, that had the biggest impact on you, you think?
When you say a show, you mean like one individual show of Superhuman Radio?
Yeah, one episode of Superhuman Radio that you quoted to people that changed you, that maybe had the biggest impact of, because I know you complain that you're backed up on shows because you don't have a lot of time to listen, so you have to listen when you can.
Well, I think I'm on episode 900 and something right now. I mean, you're over 1,000, I think, at the moment, aren't you?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm listening to 926, the roundtable discussion with Wade Johnson and Rob Regis right now.
Yeah. But is there a show from yesteryear that sticks out in your mind? I mean, I know you remember, you were one of the people who sent condolences when you heard that LG Dupree died, because you remember him from the first shows.
I've heard, yeah, because I don't remember. You asked me earlier in the conversation how I found you, and I do not remember how I found you, but however I found you, it was either from another radio show or on the internet, on a website, but however it was, I started listening to you, and I thought, wow, this is really, really cool. So I went back and went to episode one and downloaded all the past shows and got caught up. And like I said, I've been listening to every show since then. But no, there is not one show. And that would be a huge disservice to you to try to pick out one show, because, I mean, I can't really think of a bad show you've ever done.
I can think of quite a few, actually, myself.
Well, but what I'm saying
is, like the first hour of today's show, for instance, where, you know, I find it so hard to vamp. I mean, I grab a couple of articles. I try to fill it with meaningful stuff. I don't want to just talk just to fill the time, but I had to do a first hour today. There's no way that I could not do a first hour. And when I do those things, I think to myself, egads, these people are going to have to listen to this crap. Really? They've got to be fast-forwarding through it, you know?
Well, people have no idea. Like I said, this is my first time ever on the radio. They have no idea what it takes. And I applaud you, because I felt sorry for you when I tuned in and heard your first guest cancel. And I thought, oh man, he's going to have to sit there and talk on his own. But you do an awesome job. I never do get tired of hearing you, because, you know, you're funny, you're entertaining in a good way, and you put out some awesome information, and you do your best you can, and you're real. You know, you stick your foot in your mouth sometimes, and I like that. I like the fact that you screw up and you mess up, and you know, maybe a few episodes down the road, you'll say, hey, remember when I told you this? Well, just found out that that's not true. So you always make it right.
Yeah,
and,
I try
like
to.
That. You're real.
Sean, now you're married. Does your wife ever listen to the show?
She does listen to the show. Sometimes she'll listen to it at work, but she finds it difficult to be able to. She's listening right now, so hopefully I don't sound like a dork. She's probably laughing at me right now.
No, you sound fine, actually.
Yeah, I hope I didn't bore everybody to death.
Does she? Do you think women see the show differently or feel differently about the show? Because I'm trying to be more aware of women's issues, more breast cancer stuff, and those kind of things. Because we have an explosion in the female audience, believe it or not. Does she ever say to you, you know, I like a couple of his shows, but I just can't listen to those shows about this or about that?
No, she likes your shows. I think it's one of those deals where everybody's got 24 hours in a day, and they all have their priorities on what they want to get done in life. And, you know, I try to encourage her to listen to certain shows that I hear. I thought, wow, that'd be really good for her to hear. But, you know, people are busy. So you're doing a great job. You're not doing anything wrong. Just be yourself, and the listeners will just show up. because you're doing everything like you should.
I appreciate that.
I have nothing to complain about. I love how you cover all these different topics. I mean, because sometimes I'll listen to a show and like, well, it doesn't really apply to me, but I'm going to listen anyways because maybe I'll learn something and maybe I'll be talking to somebody else and I can tell them about it and recommend that they go listen to it because it's a problem that they have, but I don't have.
I'm glad you said that because that's sometimes I feel like I'll do a show that has such a narrow appeal. But my hope is that the listener will become, you know, a knowledge base. So maybe it doesn't affect them. Like the stories that we talked about today about sleeping children and sleeping babies. Well, maybe you don't have children. Maybe you're not planning on having children. Maybe you don't have a baby. Maybe you're not. But you know somebody and they're suffering through night after night of sleeplessness. So maybe, and that is, I'm glad you said that because that's what I hoped. When I do some of these narrow shows, that the people are just getting knowledge, maybe not necessarily something specifically for them, but something that they can carry the message.
But Carl, if you just help one person, it's worth it. Yeah. I mean, you've completely changed my life. I mean, completely. Wow. And you don't even realize all the lives you've touched and affected.
Yeah,
you have no idea. It's unbelievable the amount of number of people that have probably listened to your show and got something out of it, and it's made their life better.
Well, that's worthwhile. That's good. And you know what? You want to know something? Someday when I pass, I hope that that's the legacy I leave behind. I hope that people say, you know, I miss that guy. He was, you know, he did a good radio show, and he taught me about this, and he taught me about that. And that's really my hope. My hope is just to leave a legacy behind and let somebody else carry the ball after I'm gone. But you know, it's that's all I'm hoping for right now. That's it. I don't want fame. I don't want fame. I don't want riches. I want to be able to pay my bills, but I want people to, when I'm gone, I want people to say, you know, wow, that's sad. Cause that guy really helped me with this or helped me with that.
Well, you're doing it. You're doing it every day. You're fighting the fight and getting the word out there. And I can't give you enough, you know, appreciation for what you're doing. I would love to, you know, give you all the praise in the world because you deserve it.
Thank you. And thank you for all of your feedback over the years. And thank you for really being a friend over the years. I mean, it's funny because while we've never met, we know a lot about each other and we communicate all the time. So
I know way too much about you.
Yes, I know. You're right.
Carl, I've heard all 100 episodes of Off Topic.
Oh, yes. We don't want people to know about Off Topic anymore. Off Topic got me in a lot of trouble over the years.
No, I can only imagine.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, I mean, something probably a lot of people don't even know is you have a YouTube video out there where you were actually, when you were in your younger days living in Las Vegas, you were in a music video and you've got about 3 or 4 seconds of fame with you leaning up against a building.
Jackson Brown.
Video.
Yeah, Jackson Brown, Tender is the Night. I did a cameo in that music video.
You should post that up on your Facebook for everybody to go check
it
out.
I will. Now that you said that, I will. And I'm going to post your picture of your arm with all your patches, too. Right,
yeah,
next to it.
Fun.
How about that? Listen, Sean, I really appreciate you coming on the show. I know you were apprehensive about it. You were like, what are we going to talk about? I'm kind of nervous. But I really did want to thank you for all of the years of service that you've provided me with feedback, opinions, and obviously, you know, the multitude of hours that you've spent listening to the show and supporting the sponsors. And I just want to say thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. And, you know, feelings mutual. I can't thank you enough either for turning me on to all the cool products and all the knowledge, because it's definitely, you know, like I said, made a difference in my life.
By the way, I gotta plug one thing and then we're going to go. This new grass-fed whey from Amish cows, big thumbs up. I wish I had a third thumb.
Have you tried it?
Dude, not only have I tried it, I eat it out of the jar with a spoon. It's so good.
I saw it on the, I saw it on there. It's like, what is it, like $150?
Yeah, it's expensive, right? But it's not pasteurized. It's from grass-fed cows here inside the United States. It's minimally processed, and it only has three ingredients: whey protein, real vanilla, and stevia. And I'm telling you something, this stuff is like big time winner.
Now,
I love it.
Does it taste good?
Oh, it tastes so good that I'm eating it out of the jar. I eat it out with a spoon and just like put a little water in my mouth and just kind of moisten it. It tastes delicious. I want to figure out how to make pudding out of it, to tell you the truth.
Well, you've also ate a huge container of brewer's yeast.
Yes, you remember that, huh? Right after a GHRP6 injection. And my first experiment with GHRP6, I did a whole milligram. I got so hungry that I was standing with the refrigerator open and a spoon in my hand, eating everything in sight. I ate an entire container of brewer's yeast and kept convincing myself that it tasted good. It was stuck to my teeth. I mean, the hunger from that GHRP6 the very first time was just uncontrollable.
I'm gonna try that whey protein because you don't ever find a whey protein with three ingredients.
And it's from Amish grass fed cows inside the United States. You don't have to worry about where is it coming from. You know, China, blah blah blah. It's like really good stuff. Really, really good. Hey, Sean.
They don't.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, good. They don't want.
I was gonna say they don't ever get corn, do they? The cows.
No, grass fed. Exclusively grass. 100% grass fed. Yes. Yes.
Grass and water.
That's it. And, you know, when they say grass-fed, if there's no grass to eat, they'll get them alfalfa, but it's generally organic alfalfa.
Right.
So, and that's a big important
thing. No pesticides on the alfalfa.
No. Organic alfalfa. So, anyway. Okay, Sean, thank you so much for putting up with me and coming over the years and coming on the air today, okay?
You're very welcome.
Okay,
Carl.
Take care, Sean.
All right.
All right, so there you have it. I also want to thank, during the first hour, myself for having the semblance to do an hour's worth of dialogue. Also thanks to David Aiello from BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals and their product Relexin. If you know someone who has problems with painful prostatitis, turn them on to Relexin. There's a banner on the website at superhumanradio.com. And, of course, superfan Sean Knernshield for coming on the show and talking to us. We'll see you tomorrow. We've got a great episode tomorrow, Blueprint Power Hour, plus more. Thank you for listening to me, as always.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.